Hello, you are listening to Understanding Background Checks for DACA, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. You will hear attorney Allison Chamai and Lena Graver discuss different types of background checks and how to request them. In June 2012, the Obama administration said it would limit deportations and offer work permits to certain undocumented immigrants that came to the U.S. as children under the program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It is important for individuals to understand how contact with law enforcement can impact their DACA eligibility. A person with a criminal record can still qualify for DACA. A criminal conviction does not automatically disqualify a person from receiving deferred action, but they need to speak with an experienced immigration attorney before they apply.
A person with a criminal record can still qualify for DACA or DAPA. A criminal conviction does not automatically disqualify anyone from receiving deferred action under these programs, but they need to speak to an experienced immigration attorney before they apply. So, how do I know if I have a criminal record?
If you have had any contact with law enforcement officers, you have a criminal record. You can request your criminal record. This will help you or your attorney figure out if you are eligible for DACA or DAPA. Your record includes being stopped at the border when you entered the country, being in previous deportation proceedings, or being arrested or detained by local police. Even if all charges were dismissed and you were not sent to jail, there is a record and it is important to request it so that you know exactly what happened. So how do I get my criminal records?
If you don't already have your criminal records, you will need to do a background check. There are many different kinds of background checks, such as a federal, state, and court-specific request. An FBI background check is a request to the Federal Bureau of Investigations. This background check looks at information at the national level and can be helpful to get information if you have arrests or convictions in multiple states or if you have had previous contact with immigration authorities. The government will do an FBI background check too when you apply, so it can also be helpful to do one to see the information that the government will receive about you. You can also do a state background check. In California, this is a request to the California Department of Justice. This record will often have more detail than an FBI report, but always be careful. Both FBI and California Department of Justice reports may have errors or missing information. Each court also keeps its own records. This means that if you went to court, the court will have a file with all the records of what happened in your case. You can request the records from the specific court that you went to. So that was a lot of types of background checks. Which one should I do?
What type of background check to do depends on what information you are looking for and what kind of record you might have. If you've been arrested in more than one state, even if nothing came of it, you should file a background check request with the FBI. In addition, if you were stopped at the border and you want to know exactly what happened, or whether you received a removal order at that time, you should request your background check from the FBI. On the other hand, if you have only interacted with police in California and do not have any federal or out-of-state records, you can request your history from the California Department of Justice. Some offices make a practice of doing an FBI and California background check for every person who files an immigration application. Although this is the safest practice, it may not always be necessary, especially if you have never been arrested before. If you have been to court, then you will need to get the official court disposition of your case. The court records always provide the most definitive answer to what actually happened in your criminal case. If you know where you went to court, you should contact the court where your criminal case was held and ask the clerk of court for the records of your proceedings. So how do I do an FBI background check?
You can get a summary of your criminal record mailed to you by sending a request to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI. You will need to fill out a short form with your name and other information, and send the form with your fingerprints and payment to the FBI. You should state on the form that your request is for personal review. Do not say that it is for immigration purposes. And in contrast, how do I do a California background check?
You can get a summary of your California criminal record mailed to you by sending a request to the California Department of Justice. You will need to fill out a short form with your name and other information and send the form with your fingerprints and payment to the California Department of Justice. As with the FBI request, You should state on the form that your request is for, quote, personal review. Do not say it is for immigration purposes.
Where do I get my fingerprints taken?
For California Department of Justice, you can have your fingerprints taken digitally at any of the California list of live scan locations, which you can find on the California Department of Justice website. For FBI record checks, you should use the FBI's ink card, and you can have your fingerprints taken on that card at some of the live scan locations or at some other individual agencies as well. You should call the fingerprint agency in advance to find out what the fee is for taking your fingerprints and what kind of ID is required. But how do I get records from state court?
Each state court has its own records request procedures. The easiest way to get the records is to find out the name of the court and contact that court and ask. You can find out the name of the court if you know what county you were picked up in. For example, if you were arrested and convicted in Santa Clara County, you'll want to contact the Santa Clara County Courts. Each county court system has its own records department. You can either call that department or look at its website for information about how to request a record. Sometimes you may need to fill out a form or pay a small fee. Please note that this process is for getting adult criminal records. State juvenile records of children are confidential and often protected by state law. In California, you are prohibited from sharing juvenile records without permission from the court. For more information about juvenile records, check the ILRC website.
Are there other ways to find out about my records?
Yes. Some records may just be available online. You can search the website of the county court where your case took place, and you may be able to find the results. You can also ask the public defender or other attorney who represented you. In order to complete your application for DACA or DAPA, you will still need to get the official outcome of the case as a certified court document. But finding out the case number or the correct dates can help you know exactly what to ask for. And what if my records have been destroyed or do not exist?
If you were arrested, but no charges were filed, you will need to request a document from the court clerk stating that no charges were filed or that there is no record. Be careful that the court clerk spelled your name right and got other information correct so that the court search for your records is accurate. Similarly, if the court has destroyed the records or if they have been expunged, you should obtain a letter from the court clerk stating so. Some courts will destroy the file but keep what's called a docket sheet or minute entries or orders, which are either a hard copy or an electronic record that can show the nature and disposition of the case. You can use these documents to understand what happened in your case.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Understanding Background Checks for DACA and DAPA Applicants. For more information on this topic, please visit our website at www.ilrc.org. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal training, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.